At the center of the domed hall stood Valorum and Se Taria, who was as media savvy as she was lovely. Though ineligible for re-election, recently stripped of some of his senatorial powers, and frequently engaged in defending himself against accusations by the Ethics Committee, Valorum had managed to make himself the center of attention due to the presence of Masters Yoda, Mace Windu, and Adi Gallia among his followers. Merely by standing with the Supreme Chancellor, the Jedi were sending a message that they would continue to support him for the remainder of his term of office, the calumny of illegal enrichment notwithstanding. With the Trade Federation fleet still holding in the Chamal sector, and without a besieged world to generate sympathy and support for his nomination, Palpatine might have been just one more potential nominee, but for the company of Higo Damask, Banking Clan co-chairman San Hill, recently appointed Senate Vice Chairman Mas Amida, and Senator Orn Fri Ta, a moving target for Antilles' investigation into corruption, and now ostracized by the Rim faction for backing Palpatine. "It's almost time," Palpatine said. He indicated a gardened area of dwarf trees and shrubs close to where An Li Team was conferring with a handful of senators. "I'll trade quips with the Grand, then find some pretext to excuse myself." Damask grunted noncommittally.
"My own target is in sight in any case."
Without further word, the two separated, Damask weaving his way through the crowd toward a grim-faced, bearded human Jedi who was standing apart from everyone observing the scene.
"Master Sifo Dyas."
The top-knotted Jedi turned, and recognizing him, nodded in greeting.
"Magister Damask."
"I hope I'm not intruding."
Sifo Dyas shook his head, his gaze fixed on the breath mask.
"No, I was..."
He exhaled and began again, adjusting his stance.
"Until your recent arrival on Coruscant, I was under the impression that you had retired."
Damask loosed an exaggerated sigh.
"It is not in Immune's blood to retire. I work now with only a few powerful but largely invisible clients."
The Jedi lifted a graying eyebrow.
"It seems I can't view a news hollow that doesn't feature you and Senator Palpatine, who is anything but invisible."
"To my thinking, he is the only one capable of rescuing the Republic from the brink."
Sifo Dyas grunted.
"To remain untouched by scandal for 20 years is in itself extraordinary. So perhaps you're right."
Damask waited a moment, then said,
"I have never forgotten our discussion on Sereno."
"What discussion was that, Magister?"
"We spoke at some length of threats that were assailing the Republic even then."
Sifo Dyas grew pensive.
"I have some vague recollection."
"Well, what with assassinations, taxation of the free trade zones, posturing by the Trade Federation, and accusations of political impropriety, the conversation has been much on my mind of late. Fractiousness, factionalism, inter-system conflicts. Even in this hall, the Jedi appear to be divided in their loyalties. Master Sybioth here, Masters Yoda and Gallia there, and yet no sign of Master Dooku."